Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
DJ Laton.
I'm back.
And A, we started a podcast.
I thought he switched this to Shebang, man.
Oh, yeah. I had
tried to do that last week.
Yeah,
He tried to do it last week, but...
Come on, man.
I tried to remind him last week, too, but...
Because we'll do it. Shebang bang, man.
No, bro. I don't.
We gotta get some gin here for you, so you can say it.
I can't remember the story behind that, though.
You kind of remember.
I don't remember it.
I remember it. You took one of the gins. I forget what type of gin it was.
Okay.
Right? You took the sip or you took the shot, and you're like, man, that's that shebang bang one right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you said that's the shebang bang.
Wow. That was, he was a turning point.
He was past the turning point.
I never fully watched that episode. You know, I started it, but I never wanted to see.
I watched that episode. I could take that shit right back over again. Man.
Yeah, so I said episode 67, right?
67.
All right, yeah, so... Yeah, we have a lot of music came out. We're going to talk about it. Let's just jump right into it. The one that you said you mostly skipped.
Yeah, French Montana.
What was it? Mac and Cheese 5?
Yeah, that's
what I was. Mac and Cheese 6?
Wasn't good eating. I can tell you that. No. White people made that mac and cheese, bro.
I said there was raisins in it.
There was raisins in that mac and cheese. Fuck.
Okay. The first little bit, that's how I felt. Because the intro was terrible.
Yeah.
That intro was just whack.
Yeah.
And it kind of soured me right from the get-go. And I was like, I don't know where this is going. But this intro sucks.
Yeah, intro is...
I think I had one song on it that I actually cared for.
And then he had the nerve to sample my boy's Jodeci.
I think that was a song that I liked. Maybe.
I don't remember that.
I don't even remember the name of the song.
Come and talk to me. And I was like, you should have got one of them to
at least sing.
Yeah.
Get someone on there to sing. Casey would have did it.
It wasn't until I got down to the song Goals featuring Jemiah.
Yeah.
Where I was like, this, I really like this. And then that made me want to listen to more. And Money Ain't a Thing with Lil Durk I thought was good. Other Side. Fake Friends with Bryson Tiller. I said Brian. Well, Brian Tiller might have been there too. His younger brother Brian. Anyways, Where We Came From, Ride the Wave, and Documentary. Those were standout songs to me. I thought the beats were tight, the hooks were tight, and those were just all around good songs.
No, that song Skip stood out to me.
Skip?
Yeah. Skip. That's the song that stole for me for that album, bro.
To me, the more I listened to him, the more I was like, this guy got the Rick Ross effect to me. It's like, when I say the Rick Ross effect, I mean, production's tight, hook's tight, but his verses, nothing stood out.
Mm.
Like, on the whole album, the thing that stood out the most to me was on Splash Brothers song with Rick Ross, and it was Lil Wayne saying he dropped the cocaine in the dropped the cocaine in the pool to make it a wet dream. And I was like, well,
that's Wheezy being Wheezy, man. That's Wheezy being Wheezy.
I'm not saying that it was like a profound line. I'm saying that stood out to me. Wheezy, I was like, okay, guys.
Wheezy say some fucked up shit.
Oh yeah.
I love it though, but you gotta say some fucked up shit.
But just
drop the cocaine in the pool to make it a wet dream.
Yeah. He might have said cocaine in the water to make it a wet dream. Either way.
You the Wayne guy. What's he trying to say?
I don't know. But I don't expect much from French, man. I don't expect the album to be one to listen to straight through. I never do.
No.
But this one, I agree. You could put it in your car and drive with it.
No, you can't, because that's how I try to listen to it.
I think you could put it in your car and drive with it. The beats are good. Like, I agree, Philly. Like, the beats are, like, it's nice and
good.
Some whackness there, though. But,
Good point that you made is that you can put it in your car and drive to it, because when I first listened to it, it was at home, and I didn't like it. Yeah. I liked it more when it was in the car.
Yes.
Intro still sucked. Dang, like true. That was the worst opening to an album I've heard in a long time. It makes you not want to listen to the rest of the album.
Bro, that's horrible. I started in the car, so if I listen to that shit at home, I really ain't going to listen.
Oh, no, you ain't. You ain't going to listen to it. Trust
it's,
me.
It's worse at home.
Definitely that's worse. That's like, you got to be moving type of song. I mean, Apple.
That's where I start all my music is in the car.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if it don't hit for me in the car, then I ain't listening to it nowhere else.
And the funny thing is that the song Goals, that was one of the standout songs for me.
Yeah.
It was really stood out when I was driving home. I was like, man, this song's really good. Then I put it on at home and I was like, this song's all right. It's all right. So yes, I think that all the music on this album sounds better in the car than at home. So if you wasn't feeling it in the car, I can understand how you ain't feeling this at all.
Yeah.
But French Montana, this is my first full album listening to him, of his. And I gotta say, there's nothing special about him.
No.
Like, he almost raps like Rick Ross. But I'll tell you this.
I was killing Rick Ross.
No, I ain't killing Rick.
He had to bring Rickety in.
Because I think Rickety got a better voice.
Hey, Rickety.
Way better than him. You know what I mean? Rick Ross got a much better voice than French.
Yeah.
But French sounds like he's doing the same, you know, that same kind of cadence that Rick Ross does.
Yeah.
And it just works better for Rick.
The elementary cadence, right?
Yeah. Like, it's just the fall of bouncing ball type of Fisher Price cadence.
See, ever since he seen Rick in that series that we've been watching.
Vince Staples.
He been liking Rick a little bit more, give Rick a little bit more credit. You notice that?
You know what's funny? remember that meme I showed you guys of DMX making fun of Rick Ross?
Yeah, yeah.
Saying all he does is talk about food.
Yeah.
What was he doing in Vince Staples?
He's trying to sell his
guys companies. Yeah, yeah. He's companies.
He's sitting down there eating and offer some wings. I was like, man, that's
some
all
lemon
he does.
Pepper.
That nigga made me go get some lemon pepper wings. So leave him alone.
Where at? I want to get some. I can't find no
wings. I actually made them at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
But but as far as the album as a whole, nothing on there I'm gonna add to my favorites.
No.
Nothing at all. What about you? Anything stand out to you? Any of the songs?
Not really, no. Like, I legit just stumbled upon it, and I was like, oh, this came out. But I know French that, as I think I already said, no album is going to be, oh, I listen straight through, and this is everything I wanted to hear, and et cetera. French, he can make a hit now. There's some hits, like back in, I wouldn't say back in the day, but a few years ago that, a constant on my plays, you know. I ain't worrying but nothing.
I only know him and Sway Lee. That's the only song.
Unforgettable. Yeah, that was a big song. Don't Panic. I Ain't Worried But Nothing. And what's that one with Drake? Anyway, I forget what it's called right now. But yeah, he had a few with Drake. But I think again, it's just a very mediocre work. Again, I think his ego is bigger than his actual skill.
He's a mediocre rapper with a superstar mindset.
Yes.
Right?
So. That's what he is.
A mediocre rapper with a superstar budget, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's getting all this stuff. Yeah. It's just.
Yeah.
But, you know who that reminds me of? Somebody that's just like that, too? G-Eazy.
I don't even listen to him that hard, man.
He's got like a superstar budget, but he's just
mediocre rapper
at the
right?
best.
Yeah,
but he'll be doing songs with like Nas and then freaking Raekwon from Wu, and then a song show up with Drake and got all star cast.
Yeah,
but ain't no one listening to none of this stuff for him.
No, well, up here anyway.
Well, yeah.
You know, same with French. They all got their audience.
They
got their audience. Oh, yeah. Their shit, right?
They build a following somehow.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. So, but just for us, we don't feel it. You know what I mean, so we've seen a lot of superstars in our day.
Sure that.
Right. So we kind of stay with who are the superstars, and some of the up and coming guys that we can float them up there with the superstars that we perceive to be superstars. And unfortunately, French ain't one of them. G-Eazy's not one of them. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know. Everyone got their taste, so again, they making more money than us right now.
Yeah. True that.
So,
speaking of rappers with more production budget than talent, that Meek Mill album was whack.
I didn't even listen to that one. My bad.
You know what? I like.
Oh shit!
When I listen to Meek Mill now, I have your voice in my head.
Oh my god!
Talking
gosh.
About how annoying his voice is, and he's always yelling.
Oh yeah,
because that's all I hear. Yeah. His voice gets more annoying. Like I can't listen to him.
It's gotten worse, man. I don't know what it is.
Like, it's funny. Crazy thing is, I got onto him late, and I went back and listened to Champion. Is it Champion or Championship?
Championships. Yeah.
I listened to that, and I was like, okay. He doesn't sound the same.
No.
His voice got higher.
Like it got squeakier, yeah.
Yeah, it whinier.
Yeah.
It's like he's just whining. And
he went from listening to Mike Tyson rap to listening to a 2-year-old rap. That's how squeaky his voice got.
I don't know what happened, yeah.
And it's crazy because like...
he did go to jail.
Shoot.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. There's that allegations with him and Puff, too.
I'm just fucking with you, nigga. I'm just fucking with you. Oh.
It did get, like, higher pitch, though. It was, like, it's really high pitch now.
Really high pitch.
Shit.
Right?
That is...
First it was loud. Now it's just, like...
Now it's loud and high.
Yeah, it's, like, weird. Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, the first two tracks have nice beats. And it got a good hook on the first one. And... Like, he kind of does a melody, you know, a Drake, where a little kind of singy stuff.
Yeah.
And he sounded all right.
Yeah.
Then he raps, and you're like, oh, man.
And he's squeaking again.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And screaming and squeaking. Yeah. That's the worst.
I don't know. Just, like, Meek's around what? He got to be around 6 foot.
Yeah.
It has such a high-pitched voice like that. There, you literally, big guys got deeper voices, right? But... I don't know. Like I said, he's been to jail, so you know.
Something changed. Like it's not.
I don't know.
His voice used to be loud, but now it's, I don't know.
He was always loud.
He seemed always loud.
Always screamed when he rapped.
Yeah,
but now his octave got higher, much higher, right?
And yeah,
it's squeaky. It's not clean.
No.
As it was before, so I don't know. Some maybe I don't know.
Maybe he's just
maybe he had a cold or something. I don't know.
he sounds like MOP before they went through puberty. That's what he sounds like.
Like it's
doing that screaming, but yeah.
Maybe it's the production. Maybe now that he's like, is he like independent now or something? Now like he's. I mean, Rick Ross.
Yeah, oh, you think that maybe they fixed his voice?
They're probably fixing it before.
So maybe he always sound like this.
Yeah that's I don't know. It's just weird, the big shift.
Yeah, it's a huge shift, too.
Because
I listen to them back-to-back, it's like,
things,
man.
Things are sharper now, too, with the equipment that we have, so.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Maybe it's natural voices coming through, you know?
Or jail. Yeah, you brought it up.
I said I was joking.
But remember, that's why he's after academics, because academics said that, you know.
It's true. That's why he's out to academics right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't hear? I can't remember if he's a producer or an engineer that worked with Puff Daddy. He's saying that there was, he's going after him for sexual harassment, right?
Mm.
And he's saying that Puff Daddy was involved with, and this is crazy. He didn't come out and say their names, but he said their names. He said he was involved with two guys in a homosexual relationship. Or I shouldn't say relationship, homosexual encounters. He said one was an R&B artist that recently did the Super Bowl. And the other was a rapper from Philadelphia that once dated Nicki Minaj. I ain't say no names, though. That's what he did. He didn't say no names.
He didn't say no names.
He didn't say no names.
Here's the description, bro. It's just description. No names. Just description.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And that's...
I wonder who that could be, man.
And the thing is that academics just reported that.
Mm.
You know, he didn't say it was true. He didn't say nothing. He just saying that this guy said that.
Yeah.
And Meek got mad at him. And they've been battling back and forth on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it now.
Mm-hmm.
And now the official celebrity boxing... Like company?
Oh, yeah. I saw that piece. I think you told me that. Yeah,
they're offering to have them fight.
A mil. They're putting up a mil for that fight, bro.
A mil.
Off cam, remember he said he'd love to see it because he don't think either of them could fight.
Yeah.
And academics is like a known, like, nerd geek.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I think that might be a reason why he could fight he probably had the time to have the formal training, practice, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, formal training, where I think Meek probably would, you know.
Well, didn't they already say that Academics was already training?
Oh, well, at some see, point, I don't know.
I think the boxing training organization was telling Meek, come on down. We got so-and-so to train you because Academics is already training with someone else, right?
Oh, see, now they want to train Meek. See, if they trained him before he went to jail, his voice wouldn't have changed.
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just joking. Shit. Oh, fuck. You started it.
Why? See, why? See, this is what happens when I think before, or I say before I think, right? Which I do a lot of. But
anyways, Meek versus Academics. Who you got in that fight?
Bro, I forget what Academics looks like.
I know he's a heavier guy, so I'm giving him a little more.
Looks like
anyway.
A chickmunk, man. He's like a.
He looks like what?
He's like a chickmunk. He's like a.
So he got short arms.
I don't know. I never seen a stand-up.
Are you talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, he's like more like.
He does kind of look like Theodore.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So Alvin and the Chipmunks, he kind of does.
Well, if Meek trains, I got Meek then. Because Meek got the fucking reach on him.
But Axel already been training.
Yeah, he got to get inside.
He got a little hit set.
You got to get inside, though. Short arms, you got to get inside.
True.
Can't win that fight from outside. So if Meek can keep him away. Good to go.
Is boxing?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's funny? This is with us not knowing any of their punching power, right? You know what I mean?
True.
Because remember, Tyson ain't had that reach, but he had, you got
to. Yeah, Tyson knew how to get inside. Yeah. He was fast, right? So.
Oh, I want to see this.
If Academics is fast and he get inside, Meek, you're fucked. But if Meek can keep him on the O side, like Lennox Lewis did to Mike Tyson, then. He's good.
They should make this a whole event, man. They gotta put up more money.
Cause you gotta be really breaking it down.
This fight, yo, if he could.
We should, man. They should have a whole card. Cause this should be a pay per view, and they shouldn't even be the main event. The main event should be Ja and Fitty. Finally putting it.
That ain't even fair.
Finally putting it to.
Putting the rest there, bro.
Someone else on the undercard would be Benzino and Eminem.
Yeah.
I want to see them finally. No more crying after this.
That'd be a good
just
one.
Fight.
That's it. Because of Ja and 50 Cent. Because they put a Rottweiler up against a Chihuahua.
Oh, you know what I mean? That pay per view would cost $100 or more.
It would make definitely it would make a lot.
Probably cost about $250.
Just to watch.
Who else got beef, man? Maybe let the ladies get their beef out. Give Cardi and Nicki in the ring.
Cardi and Nicki. Wow. No, Megan and Nicki now. That's a heavier beef right now.
what's that in wrestling when they do three men?
Oh, wow.
Three-way?
Three-way. Yeah.
Do a three.
Not the good one,
okay.
But triple threat match.
There you go. Triple threat. Who else got beef?
I like the three-way idea better.
Yeah. There you go.
First to come. I mean, let's get back to the music, bro.
No
triple threat match. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even remember who else had beef back in the day.
There's a lot of beefs, bro. A lot of beefs. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
No, but yeah, get in the ring. Solve it. Solve it with your hands.
Wasn't Chris Brown beefing with somebody?
Soulja Boy.
Oh, shit. Oh, Soulja Boy and Blueface. I just want someone Soulja to beat up Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
He's just so annoying.
Because he's just that guy, man. He's just that guy. He's another one that says before he thinks.
He wants to do that.
And he's a guy that got, like, he got the biggest chip on his shoulder, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was famous 20 years ago or something, man.
Yeah.
No one gives it. What's the Kiss Me Through the Phone? That was a jam, though.
It was a jam.
I'll give him that one. But after that, I don't know what the hell he did. Oh, remember when he tried to make his own gaming console?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was called.
No, why?
But he swore it was going to be the best.
Where's that?
I don't even know what it is.
Where's it at?
Gotta bring it up to the Breakfast Club. Yo, look at this. Didn't even have no games for it. Like what, Pong or some shit? Who knows what he like? You know what? I'm going to do that. I want to research Soulja Boy's gaming console.
Because they're one of them consoles that all the games are fucking formatted into.
Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo and all
that wonder,
shit.
Man. Because I want to know what they were like. Obviously, it wasn't good enough to sell.
No.
But, you know, sometimes that's all got to do with marketing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like I'm still a gamer. I find that you can find good games that ain't nobody heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just good. They were made good, whatever. They just didn't have the push. Maybe they put all their budget into making the game and had no more for promotion or marketing or whatever. But, yeah. And then you get some games that got all the marketing and they trash. Suck. Yeah. Like that new Justice League one. No. Suicide Squad first kills the Justice League. Yeah. Don't buy that.
Pacific.
Yeah.
Pacific.
Straight up. Yeah.
Name and names.
Straight up.
Name and names. Before we get to our Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
I also want to see, what did you think about what T.I. had to say about hip hop?
Truth.
Like, did you see that?
What did he say?
He said,
you can say he's basically saying, with all the new hip hop artists coming in, it's just like basketball, where you get all these rookies coming in. You got your few guys that can be a star or superstar, but all the rest are just there to fill up a spot. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on with hip hop right now, that anyone can get in. Basically, what subliminally to me, he was trying to blame social media for that there.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You can do through social media so easily now, right?
Yeah.
So that's all he was pretty much saying. Who was he with again? He was with him and Shaq.
Shaq.
Him and Shaq. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Shaq.
So Shaq's want to put that comparison of the NBA, right? And T.I. agreed with him, like, yeah, this is how it is. It's like, all these guys are coming in. Anyone can make it right now. And a lot of these guys aren't even mediocre rappers. They're just a bunch of bums coming into the league, like basketball, and they're in for a second, and then they're gone to the following year.
And, right? What he said, because anyone can make a song at home now.
Yeah.
It's almost like being at a basketball game, and they saying, hey, anybody who wants to come on the floor, come play. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Y'all has talked about the person who started all of it. Soulja Boy. Y'all has talked about that's the guy who opened this enough. Who opened this door to use the internet as a ploy to become like top for a time.
Yeah.
And his song was so like sing songy and simple.
Yeah.
That would make anyone think that they could do it too.
Yeah.
But he put out like 5 good hits.
Yeah, and they
had a song called "Yeah," where he's just yelling.
Yeah.
He put out what he did was he released that Soulja Boy song.
Mm-hmm.
Then he made other songs with pieces of the Soulja Boy song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was like that was most of the first album. Mm-hmm. And then it was Soulja Girl and stuff he put in there. People was listening.
I agree with you. The one with him and Sammy was the best one though.
That was Sammy was good.
Yeah.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
I still listen to that.
Yeah,
that's the only song with him in it that I still listen to.
Superman, that whole word fuck was called.
Yeah.
No.
I wasn't really for that there, but like, Kiss Me Through the Phone, I was feeling that
Kiss Me Through the Phone was
that was a certified.
But I think it's because it had that little bit of R&B feel with it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what made me flock to. You guys know how I feel
about
R&B, right?
I agree with 400% because when Sammy comes on, that's when the song is.
Yeah, it gets hot.
You know what I mean?
What do you say?
What about Turn My Swag On, Man? Hop Over the Bed. No. My swag on. No.
I don't even remember that song.
What?
No sorry.
Like, gotta give Soulja Boy. He got his little hits,
that
man.
Superman, that whole one, Soulja Boy telling.
Yeah.
I used to just like watching white people do the dances. It was
The dancer would carry that song to the
That's what carried it to the moon.
Yeah.
That era, remember, that's where a lot of them was just had a dance to go
dancing,
on.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what he was going to be. That one hit wonder with the new dance, and then we wouldn't see him no more. But he proved me wrong. I can't lie. He proved me wrong.
Not fully wrong.
No.
He only had another 2 hits, and then it was
two or three hits, and then that was it.
He used it good, but though.
He's still more talked about than all the rest of the ones that just had a dance and song. You know what I mean? Because
they're using social media like that. Yeah. I was thinking about that, too. Like, people still talk about Britney Spears and stuff, and when's the last time she did anything?
I think she got an album coming out shortly.
Probably.
If not, she already put it out. I can't remember. Right, from what I heard, don't quote me on this, but she had a nice psychotic episode too. So
yeah,
I don't know. Right,
she does some weird things online that people that she be posting for real.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I don't follow her like to really know what's going on with her, just from what I heard. So
yeah, I seen some people posting some weird stuff. Yeah. She's like some weird dances. Right, so, Britney, people talk about Britney Spears. Britney Spears is still amongst what I call like the Mount Rushmore
the pop icons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still amongst that.
She's still amongst it, right? So
it's like Britney Spears, you know. Then you get the groups, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Justin Timberlake,
Spice Girls.
Yeah, like she's amongst that.
She's still within there. Yeah.
Did you see Posh Spice? in a new what was it, Uber Eats or something commercial.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Her and her husband Beckham, right?
Beckham, yeah.
And they were like, it's funny. He gets a spice out of the cupboard, and he's like, yo, what's that? You ever have one of those things where you know, something reminds you of something? She's like, yeah. He's like, weren't you in a group before? She's like, yeah, it was something. And they kept talking, and they couldn't figure out what it was. She was like, was it Cinnamon Girls? And they were just they said all these different kinds of spices, right? the curry gal, the, you know what I mean? Everything except for Spice Girls, they just kept naming off. Wow. And then he said, was it Spice Girls? She's like, nah, that don't sound right. And it's like, because one of those, it was just funny to see Posh Spice Oak, because she was my favorite when they was.
Like Victoria Beckham, did you?
Well, that was
wow. Back when, yeah, shooting a shot.
That was. Oh yeah, that was back when I was younger than no better. Now it's the thicker girls. Now it's like I'd be all about
scary. Them. Scary now.
Oh. And Baby Spice,
baby
and Ginger.
What about Sporty?
She looked aggressive. You like got stretched before.
Oh shit.
Too aggressive.
Oh my god,
that's a too aggressive shit.
I ain't got the stamina for that.
No time. If you wanna be my lover.
That song is crazy. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Yeah. Most guys be alright.
Back in them days too. Hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Oh man.
But
what? You want to be my lover? You got to get one. What? You bring six or seven of your friends. Let's go.
Like, was they really meaning that, though? Or they were just trying to mean, like, be friendly with my friends? What was the?
It had to be. Know. It had to be.
What was the lyrics?
Because you wouldn't have to do a whole song. You just have the first line would sell you, right? So it had to be friendship.
You asking so they us. Was you're closer to the British culture than what we are. Oh, so you tell us.
I have no idea. I still play that song. And it's like, bro, what does these lyrics even mean?
You gotta be with my friend.
Gotta get with my
friend. Yeah, maybe. You gotta be with my friend. You gotta be friends with my friend.
Friendship lasts forever.
It's like, I don't know. Maybe they mean
we are
like,
singing the Spice Girls on the podcast right now.
Y'all sing the Spice Girls.
No, I whispered for a little bit. Zigga, zigga,
It's not the Phil shooting the shot, man.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Nah, I thought she was the cutest one, and then later I liked Scary Spice. Remember when she went solo? She did that song with Missy Elliott called "I Want You Back." It was dope.
Mm, I don't remember.
And then down the line she got with Eddie Murphy, and he messed her up.
I say nothing on that one. I say nothing.
Ginger Spice did porn, apparently.
Really?
Hey, they all went their separate ways.
I don't know, bro. I didn't follow Spice Girls like that. Bro.
I didn't know about that.
The only one I won't even say I followed. The only one I really knew anything about was Victoria because I followed Beckham. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah.
That's all the rest of them. I couldn't tell you what the fuck they were doing, right? So,
yeah, her career list looked a little longer based on her relationship.
Based on him, yeah, right. So,
yeah,
you know, half the time I didn't even know what any of them looked like. Mm. Right. Sometimes I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, look, Beckham cheating on his wife. No, it was her. I didn't fucking know, cuz. Because I didn't really follow them like that.
She actually does look different.
Every once in a while, she looks different. Yeah.
Like before, she looked like she was like almost anorexic. Not,
yeah.
But now, in that commercial I just seen, I looked at it. She looked almost like old. I was like, oh, dang.
Well, he made her pop with a few kids.
So. Old Spice.
Mm. You know, old Spice.
Oh shit!
Get that old Spice back.
Oh shit!
That's the Spice Girl they were missing. A
Old Spice.
Old Spice. Oh, now they all Old Spice. Oh shit!
How the fuck we get on Spice Girls?
I don't know. He started singing it. Shit. Speaking of British or Britain and females, SZA won the Best International Artist Award at the Brit Awards.
Good for her, man.
And she won it over Taylor Swift.
Oh, real good for her, though.
I was
oh, man, good for her.
I don't want to talk no more on this, you know, these shows.
No good for her, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I missed something. I must have missed something in one of them episodes.
No, that's the same episode with the Grammys and how
he hates the Grammys because his picks didn't win.
Yeah. No, but in all honesty, no, it's good to see. Not that Taylor didn't deserve it, but it's good to see someone. Like I always say, it's good to see someone else win, right?
Yeah.
I'm like that in sports, too. Like, I don't want to see the same people win all the time, even if it's my own team.
Yeah. I'm just surprised.
I don't mind seeing the other team win.
I'm just surprised to see a black woman win it over Taylor Swift in Britain.
I think I'm not too surprised about that.
No.
I am. But
I think the Britain culture.
The black culture over there
yeah,
in Britain is
more,
bigger,
yeah.
man. It's bigger now, right?
So, yeah, I think it leads more to Scissor's like advantage in that area.
Yeah.
I would assume. I don't know.
See, it's the same thing because it's whitewashed over there. We all focus on the royal family so far. Much. We still think that is a white culture over there more than what the black culture is there. But it's a lot of black culture
over there now.
And a lot of them focus on, like, the urban music than what they do over, like, just generational music, like the pop music or country or anything like that.
UK drill.
I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised. And like I said, congratulations to her. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
you know,
and I feel like UK has more ties to the African culture now too.
Yeah,
because they have their own type of Afro beats up there too.
Mm-hmm.
So Afro beats that doesn't even play in this northern area.
Yeah.
See, it's kind of mixed with like EDM Afro beats. I forget what they call it, but I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
they have their own variation to it. Like it's like what we always talk about. We always think that. Northern side is just that's all they
that's
have.
All it,
but it's just.
I started with that. I was another person that used to be on the podcast.
Oh no, but we acknowledge that you know.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're not the people out there that think that the United States is like the
that's it.
All the world. It's like you know what it's like every alien movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They say we got to save the world. They save the states.
Yeah.
The aliens are attacking New York.
Yeah, they attack New York.
That's got to tell you something that even the people in the states think that aliens don't think shit about the United States.
Oh, great.
When's the last alien attack in a movie you've seen that was in Canada? Nope. Oh, no, Toronto's under. No, that never happens.
No, they usually say we got to flee to Canada.
I know.
Get away from them.
You know,
they always trying to come up here.
Yeah. Oh,
and with the zombie shows.
Yeah, the zombies always come to Canada.
I know.
Oh, there's Halifax.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I know.
There's World War Z or something.
I don't know which one we went. I don't know, but Trudeau should be watching this and know that we got to build a wall.
Yeah.
We got to keep them down there. So that when the zombie apocalypse happens, you know, keep them down there. They got enough guns. They. Protect yourselves down there.
Yeah,
we don't need you up here.
Guns down there. We actually got more guns than them, eh?
Really?
Yes, yeah.
On the streets or just like?
No, not on the streets, but in per capita, we got.
Oh,
more guns
okay, really?
Got. Yeah.
You mean?
Oh, people
legal
who
guns?
Oh, people who just buy it.
We have more registered legal guns.
Yeah, registered guns. Yeah.
But we actually got more actual physical guns than what they have as well.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't even know how you. How you take that survey?
I don't know why.
You go in the corner. Go in the corner with the drug dealers. Yo, how many guns you... I've taken the survey.
Yeah.
I need to know how many guns you guys
no,
have.
No, but that's what I'm saying, bro. The streets,
what about you?
The streets are undefeated, bro.
I know.
The streets are undefeated. I remember... I shouldn't even tell the story now, am I?
Are you gonna... What is that?
I keep doing that on the bar, man. I catch myself going off with this, like, no, it was on Bahamian News, so I could tell this story.
Mm.
I was younger, right? Sunday morning, breaking news: men robbed John Bull with AK-47s. I was like, what? I was like, AK-47s,
yeah, bro.
And they had the whole video. These guys, oh, I was shit. Like, yeah, we really going off. We going a little off line now. No more handguns and shotguns. People running in there with AKs.
AKs. Not even assault ops. AKs.
AKs. Like, AKs. Where'd I come from?
Military.
Like, the streets undefeated, bro. I think anything is possible, man.
Oh, yeah. You need something.
Money talks, bro.
Yeah.
You can get it.
Money talks.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Think about back in the day with the old school gangsters, the old Italian mobsters and shit. Look at the Tommy guns that they had. They weren't using the pistols. They had Tommy
guns.
You know what I mean? So...
Streets undefeated, man.
Even back then, they wasn't trying to learn how to shoot.
No.
Just give me the one that shoots the most bullets. I just want to spray.
Just spray.
I'll hit something, right? Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah. It was fucked
up. Reminds me in the freaking Godfather. Remember when they killed the oldest brother?
Yeah.
I was like, come on now. After 50, you could have stopped. You got him. then he gets out the car and they just shoot him. I was like, man.
Well, freaking Scarface, bro. One man, they came in with AKs for him.
Yeah.
And they never stopped until that one guy shot him with the shotgun.
In the back.
They shot him like 800 times. Yeah. And when Bud went once.
Exactly.
We're done.
You know what I mean?
That guy.
The Coke, man. Coke had him up.
Oh, Coke did have him up, though.
He's coming in looking like the light-skinned Terminator. Like, I don't know who that guy that shot him was. Didn't stay nothing. That's it. It was like, imagine being in that role. And that's what people know you for.
The Colombian Terminator?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all ever shot us? Where they try to do that scene the guys walking in there with the shotgun.
Yeah.
I always say, yo, why they gonna try to do this exact same motion? Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I promise to rewatch Shaw's. It's on Prime right now.
Is it on Prime right now?
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's on Prime right now. I promise.
Oh, I got Prime.
Yeah.
I can watch that.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch that, man. I watched that in Lee years, man. Anyway. Sorry,
I've never seen it.
Never seen it?
No.
No, check it out. It's low budget, but it's like.
So was Scarface.
Yeah.
Scarface was low budget.
Yeah,
too,
it's like, right? it's the Caribbean Scarface.
Yeah.
That's what he called.
I gotta watch that.
I think that's what it says now on Prime.
Low really?
Like,
the Caribbean Scarface?
Like the Caribbean. I said, yo, they took Scarface. My words. I was like, I've been saying that since I watched it the first time.
The Caribbean Scarface. It's
like,
that's crazy.
I was like, yo, what the frick?
That's all disrespectful, you. Even though it's true.
Yeah, it's.
But why you gotta call it that?
It's close. It's not. I mean, I wouldn't say it's close in its own story, but has some aspects, you know, going somewhere, coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And
building up yourself in the drug game.
Like, we do this shit again, man. Fuck, we so far off topic right
now. Yeah.
No, it's all good. It's all
Spice
good.
Girls. It's
Spice Girls. The funny, I was gonna Oh shoot, we're talking about movies. I seen Dune 2 on the weekend.
I didn't know there was a Dune 2.
There's going to be
I feel
3.
Like I watch one. I feel like I watched Dune.
Dune. The first one, you know what it's about? Oh, it looks like they in the desert, but it's that desert planet, whatever.
Oh, you said Dune.
Yeah.
I thought you said Doom.
Oh, did I say Doom? Yeah.
Doom.
D-U-N-E. Oh.
Yeah, how was that?
It'd be crazy to make this a clip and see what it says. What if will it just say Doom every time we
I
said it?
Will.
Or will it say Doom every time we said it?
I didn't know you said Doom.
I thought
Doom.
You said Doom.
No, Doom.
I thought The Rock was in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. In Doom.
In Doom. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought. I said, I didn't know there was a second one.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I guess it's my accent.
But I knew there was a Doom, too. I've been waiting for it. So is it good, though?
Yeah. You see the first one?
Yeah, I seen I got to watch it again, though.
I got to watch it again, too.
Yeah.
I tried the night before I went, but I fell asleep. But the second one, It's crazy.
It's good.
Okay. It's crazy.
The first one was a little slow.
And that's why I like this one better.
Yeah.
Dune.
So
never even heard about it.
With what's her name? Is it Zendaya? No.
Yeah, she's in it.
Yeah, Zendaya is in it.
I forget who's the freaking.
I don't even know who the lead person is. I just know she's in
the white dude.
I don't know. I pay attention to her.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name is. Florence Pugh is in the second one.
Okay.
I like her. You know her?
No, which movie is she in? I don't know actresses' names.
She was, what was she in? She was, do you ever watch any Marvel movies?
Yeah.
She's the new, you know, the Black Widow was Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She had a younger sister.
Her younger sister.
That's her. She was in the Hawkeye series. She was in the Black Widow movie.
So you don't watch that.
I don't watch the Hawkeye series.
See, I watch all the Marvel stuff.
I don't watch it. Disney going too far with that.
What?
Uh-oh.
You just slow down.
Disney is milking that out, man. I'm telling you right now.
You think they're milking that out? You know who? You want to know who Disney is milking out? Star Wars.
Yeah.
Marvel stuff has 70 years of comic stories
that
they can build off of.
Mm.
They just making up the Star Wars shit.
Yeah. they ruined Star Wars, man.
You know what? The shows are better than the movies.
I never even watched the shows. The movies suck now.
Yeah. The Mandalorian is really good.
Oh, yeah. I watched Mandalorian. I watched first season.
And Obi-Wan is good.
I watched second season.
I think there's three seasons.
Is it three seasons, though?
What?
Yeah, man.
I may try go back and.
Maybe I've been watching Simpsons.
I've been watching House.
Yeah. I've watched Netflix.
That's funny. My son been watching. Yeah, my oldest is.
What was it?
House. House,
yeah. Oh, okay.
I watched that a long time ago, but it's like.
I never seen it. My ex would watch it.
House is
the show. I think I already said it. I finished was Arrested Development.
Mm.
That's the one that we watched. But right now, I started watching Blackish.
Yeah, Blackish is funny.
It's,
I'm not a big Anthony Anderson fan, bro.
I am a big fan of Fat Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him.
Mm. Right?
You know, when
never,
you guys
never been no so, no
Kangaroo Jack.
Just not a, no, just,
to I, me, I shouldn't say I shouldn't say. I don't know. That sounds disrespectful saying I'm a fan of Fat Anthony Anderson. The thing is that when he was thicker, bigger, right?
So you, McDonald's.
His face looked different, right?
Yeah.
So he always looks like he's, even though he's probably healthy now.
No.
In my mind, he looks sick.
He's sorry. I should say he's not healthy.
Oh, you like him from Romeo Must Die.
Yeah. So he was diagnosed with.
Yes. Fucking, Romeo Must Die.
Yeah. He's diagnosed with diabetes. So he lost a bunch of weight.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right? So, I mean, so as black folks say, he got the sugar.
He got the sugar.
He got the sugar, right? So, you know what I mean? So he lost a bunch of weight because of that there, because of his health reasons. So, but again, I was never really a big fan of his. So,
see, I found him funny back in Romeo Must Die days.
I just found he was a yeller. He reminded me of Chris Rock. Mm. I'm a yeller at everything that I say.
That's why I don't like Cat Williams, because I find he's like that in his stand up. And that's why I always said I like his acting, because he ain't like that in his acting.
Right.
Mm.
But I always found in this, man, A Pimp Named Slipback is like one of the best characters I've ever met. Cat Williams kills that. But
see, I find a lot of comedians yell in their stand-up. Mm. Only one I find that don't yell is
Dave. Like he'll do, right.
So
he might yell like,
at a
to
point.
Emphasize a word.
Yeah.
But a lot of them like Cat and...
Cat, Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Anthony.
Yeah, they'll like a lot of them they'll yell at like a lot of their whole jokes.
Yeah. But that's why I always liked the Rick Fox, the Bernies,
Bernie didn't yell nothing.
Even Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy only yelled to emphasize what he was doing or if he was doing a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the whole I got ice cream or Google, all that shit, right?
Or impersonation.
That's when they yell, right? Yeah. So I never really cared for Anthony Anderson. I don't really care for Chris Rock either because I find he's always yelling. Even in his movies that he's acting, he's yelling.
Yeah. Because for me, you know what I mean? It's not the yelling that he does.
Mm.
It's that when he does his comedic, like stand-up, it's like he'll repeat the punchline.
20 times.
Like, you know, you didn't get the joke.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say it, punchline, and then he'll say it again.
Yeah.
They'll say it again. And they're like, shut up, man. Like,
we got it.
We got the joke.
It made no sense.
Go to the next one, man.
Yeah, move on, right?
So. Yeah. But you know who I like is, it's funny. He only did one stand-up special that I know of. But he's really funny in all of his stuff that he does, is like movies and stuff, and TV shows. And that's Donald Glover and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
See, you ever watch Community?
No.
No.
I'm just getting into Donald Glover anyway. Right? So,
watch the first three seasons of Community is hilarious. And it's all Donald Glover. He just says, he's really good. And then
Why do I get him confused with Childish Gambino?
Because he is the same person.
Okay.
That's his rap name.
I'm like, yo, what are we, bro? Donald Glover. I don't know why, when he said Donald Glover, I thought of a guy from the freaking Lethal Weapon.
Danny Glover.
Okay, I was like, hold on a second.
I said, why am I getting Donald Glover confused with?
That's not a Childish Gambino.
This nigga gets Dwayne Johnson mixed with The Rock.
Yeah. It's
like, man, they look alike.
Oh man!
Oh, freak!
Shit.
Wow! Bad.
Yes, it's the same dude.
It's like, hold on.
We work long hours, y'all.
Yeah, we do.
He doesn't rap under the name Donald Glover. He raps under the name Childish Gambino. You know how he came up with that name? He there's like these certain websites they're called Wu-Tang name generators. If you put your name in, you press it, it will show what your Wu-Tang name would be. And that's what he did. He put his name in, and it's a Childish Gambino.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curtis Jackson's 50 Cent. Just
they do look alike. They do look a lot alike.
Bro, I'm going to delete the weapon, bro.
Nah.
I was saying,
oh, shit.
So I guess
this man, what? A good 40, 50 years?
So I'm guessing you didn't watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I started to. Mm. Not the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On Prime. I started to. I didn't. I finished the first episode.
I'd say after the second episode is when it started getting good for me.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not a bad show. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah?
It's good, right? I'm a binge watcher anyway, right? I'll give it a go. If you ain't got me by the end of the second one, and then I go on to the next, right?
Yeah.
And I stayed, just kept seeing what was going to happen. Like I was playing the Kizzy here. It's like, I liked it, but I'm so used to seeing Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt as the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith in the movie, that
yeah.
I was looking for that type of action throughout the whole thing. And I found Danny Glover.
I was going to say Danny Glover.
You see?
He got you.
Danny Glover, right? Yes. Glover. Yes.
Glover wasn't that Brad Pitt type of person, Mr. Smith type of person on screen.
Yeah.
He was a little like, He had the action part, but he was more frail. I mean, he had allergies and asthma and all this here shit, right?
But remember, to his defense,
yeah,
what you learn in the show, that there's not just one Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
I think that's a way that it made it that they're not even replacing Brad and Angelina.
No, they're just the new ones.
You know what
right?
I mean? So. And they much. Brad Ange might still be around in that world, just somewhere else.
Just somewhere else.
And they're here like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like them better than Brad and Angelina. And, you know, I forget her name. Maya Erickson, I think her name is. The one that plays the
female
Jane
lead.
Smith. Yeah. I think she's more, I like her.
But, am I allowed to say that? Female lead? Because, you know, I don't know her pronouns. Right?
No, she is.
Okay.
But,
I mean, it's called Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But,
so, you know,
yeah.
I don't want us to get canceled because I call her the female.
Oh, yeah. No, you lead, no. Right?
I wanted to do something so bad just now.
If it was called Smith and Smith?
Yeah.
then you can assume that. But one thing I got to say to check out the episode where the other Smiths make them do their job without telling them. That's just hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
Even funny. Like, in the charisma, as the episodes go, it's so good that they're just sitting there talking in bed, and it's just the things they say.
Yeah.
It's just so humanizing that I like that.
Yeah.
And, then again, that's the thing that's different with TV shows and movies.
Because
if you think about it, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, right? That movie was what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
So two episodes, you spent as much time with these two
that you did with them. Yeah.
Except they get to flesh out their characters more.
Yeah.
So you get to see more of them.
Yeah.
That and but on the other flip side, that's another reason why in the movie. That's why in the movie they had to go right to the action, right?
Yeah, true.
Because it's a movie.
I just think I love how much detail I was like watching. I was like, yo, I spent at least 4 hours with that.
Lethal Weapon.
Oh, my.
The only thing I remember about Lethal Weapon is when Danny Glover was on the toilet and he couldn't get up because it was explode.
There was a bomb.
That's the only thing I remember about Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. If I could, Mel Gibson pulls him into the bathtub.
Only remember that. Oh, and I remember Mel Gibson's hair.
Oh, the mullet?
That's only Lethal Weapon stuff I know.
I still got that same haircut.
he still got that same mindset as a white guy back in that day.
True enough.
You heard him speak.
True enough.
Yeah. Would have got blown up.
On the toilet, bro.
That reminds me of the thing I was talking about, about just being a torso. That could have happened. That would have happened to him.
That would have happened.
Because
I
looked it up. Because I seen some... Like, I don't know if it was a reel or it was a TikTok, whatever, of this guy who has no lower half, but he's built as jacked. He was kicking the shit out of somebody. He's like, how do you fight somebody that's just but then that made me go and look into how these people live and stuff, right? And
you took a deep dive.
Yes, I did. Cause
he even watched the porn on it.
There ain't no porn. They don't
wait
even.
Wait a second now. How do you know there ain't? You looked it up.
Because how do I know there ain't?
Yeah.
Because I read up on them and they don't even have genitals. What kind of porn would I guess you could do porn with no genitals.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's your bag, not mine.
Still call hand jobs and blow jobs, bro.
Why he got to be gay all of a sudden? Doing hand jobs and blow jobs.
Okay, well, eat note and...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please cut me out this... Put my screen black.
Please cut me out this episode.
Oh, shit.
But the thing... Oh, that's great. What would you do?
Freak.
If that happened to your girl, or if it was a girl that happened to the guy, and they do it no more, do you, where do you
this
go
guy
from
is, this guy is, I would love her unconditionally.
What?
You say, I love her unconditionally.
With no play ever again?
Remember that? Remember, I don't remember that. Oh, sorry. Remember Kevin Hart did a skit on that?
He did?
Yeah, like it was in, I don't know if it was Let Me Explain or whatever. He's talking about how it came up. This girl was on there was on a boat and the shark's in the water. She said, What would you do if I fell in the shark bit half my body off, right?
Yeah.
He said
throw it back in and finish the other half.
Yeah, exactly. He said, yeah, I let you come close and I'll kick you back. He said, I didn't come here with that. I don't go home with that. Damn, bro.
Because I read and they would they don't have to use the bathroom.
Yeah,
and stuff,
where does it
go? Goes in tubes and stuff. Mm. And your significant other would have to
empty it.
That takes love. Okay. That would take love.
Takes a lot of love.
So does that mean you let her go do what she wants in the streets? Because
she changes your shit and piss bag.
Does she earn the pass?
Does she get the pass?
Oh, my legs are gone.
Yeah,
it happens to you. Does she get the pass?
Jesus Christ, I don't even want to think about that.
Does she get the pass, or do you just go buy her a bunch of toys?
She might as well do what she want to do, because I am not myself. Man, that's scary to think about.
But you still have a wheelchair, so, you know, you can wheel after her if she's going somewhere you don't want her to go. It's like...
Well, I don't know.
So you're giving her the pass? It's on.
I give her a pass because I'm not myself, man. I'm this. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm giving the pass, bro.
I don't know. I'm not giving up on my life, but.
No, I'm giving the pass, but I want to watch at least.
That's it. We got Diddy over here.
I want to watch at least.
All right, preacher, tag me as I get it.
I might as well watch the shit. Fuck.
Shit.
Jeez.
Well, what if there was no accident and just something happened in your body chemically and your shit didn't work no more?
Oh, you might as well just fucking cut the shit the fuck off.
Does she get a pass? You can still piss.
Yeah, you can piss, but you ain't going up, bro. If the blue pill or the Seattle,
I was going to say the blue pill.
But, you know, if that shit ain't working, what are you going to insert a rod in your dick?
I'm just going to a doctor.
I don't know. You're creative, I guess.
I guess, like I said, you still got your hands and you got your tongue. Yeah. So.
That's why you buy one of those robots. It ain't cheating if it's a robot.
This thing, I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's really contemplating it over there. I don't know.
See, it more relies on you. You're the youngest one here. You the under
me?
40. You're
me?
You're probably, I don't know. I can't say you're the most sexual active one here. But.
Oh, Lord. Look where this episode is going, guys. Look where this episode is leading to.
But you're in your prime. You're still
in
your prime.
No, bro. I'm not my prime. I'm getting old.
He's in his 30s. His prime was like 10.
I am getting old.
Prime for a male is 19.
I'm tired.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who's Daddy Glover or Donnie Glover.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, we go down some dirty holes, bro.
Pause. What's that about? Come on now. Watch yourself, cuz. That's nasty. Shit.
But like, what we ain't talking about ain't nasty.
Cuz turned to Diddy real quick, though. Yeah, get over here, Cassie.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, bro. I'm giving my girl the pass. No matter. If my shit ain't working, I can't do nothing.
Well, you still can, because there's lots of toys that you can use.
Bro, what?
I mean, okay, you give him the pass. It's good.
Oh shoot!
I don't want 40% satisfaction. I want 100%. I mean, I want to be able to go too. If I can't go the same way she can go, then she gets the pass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And because of how males work, if you didn't have that, you wouldn't even have the sexual, you wouldn't even want that. So you'd be like, do it you want so I can watch my game or my show or something.
Go do you. Know what I mean? So, yeah, I give the pass. I give the pass.
I'm selfish.
I can't wait to see the female viewers comment on this shit. So I want to know.
Oh, ain't no girls giving no one no pass.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah. Are you going to give the guy a pass or what? I just want to know. This is just going to be funny.
That girl, that girl could blow up and just be a brain in a jar, and she'd be like, you'll get no pass.
Mm.
You know, think about me real hard while you're doing it.
Let me know. Y'all going to give us, would you give the pass or not? I just want to know.
No. You know how girls are.
And we're talking about that you're missing from belly button down. You know what I mean? So.
Nigga, remember the friend we told you about who wasn't even allowed to masturbate? He ain't getting no. that's how girls.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, but things got better though. Things got better. Apparently, he's allowed, but he's not allowed to watch porn.
It's update.
Yeah. It's a sideways update.
Shit, this nigga can't even touch his own dick. Unless he's taking the piss.
He's allowed to, I think, now.
Oh.
I don't know.
So did she consider it masturbation if he was taking a piss, or did he have to sit down and pee?
Oh, because, oh, wait, no, that's it.
He wasn't allowed to shake it. He wasn't allowed to shake
shit.
It.
That's how you got to sit down, because that's cheating.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck.
Well, she said that watching porn is cheating. That's why he wasn't allowed to watch that. And he's still not.
All right, I guess they're watching the internet altogether cheating then.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, you know what I mean?
I don't know how anybody older than a teenager has someone tell them what they allowed to do. But it is what it is. Shit. Yeah. She lost her whole half, other half. He's just screwed then. Or he's like, you may as well take mine.
Y'all see that? that Bad Boys, what's that?
Bad Boys 4?
4, yeah, Bad Boys 4 coming out June.
I don't know where they're going to go with that one.
I don't know where they're going to go
supposedly,
either.
I thought Bad Boys 4 already came out. That was 3?
That was 3.
That's 3.
Supposedly with Bad Boys 4, now don't quote me on this here. From what I hear is that, remember Will had a son that...
Yeah, yeah, at the end with. Of, yeah.
And then it's supposed to be Martin's son-in-law, the one that went to the Army.
Yeah.
They're supposed to come help them on this here one or some shit like that there, right? So, yeah.
That last one was a reach. I don't know where they're going with this one.
I still ain't seen the last one.
No. Come on, man. Mike had to have some kind of kid out there in the world. He was a playboy. He was fucking everything. So he had to have some
I
kind of
I guess it made
there,
sense.
You know?
In a way. But it was a reach.
But it was a reach. Was for the like, fact that it was just one mission that you did.
Yeah, I know. It's like.
Without your partner down south somewhere. And you fell in love with her. And had a baby, and you left her, and she found out you was a cop, and all of a sudden now she pissed off at you and trying to get your guy's son to murder your ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what? That happened?
That's what the movie was
about.
That's
what,
Bad Boys 3, bro. You know what I mean? So.
It was a funny movie now.
It was a good movie.
Martin Lawrence is funny as hell in that.
Oh, Martin's always funny.
How many times he going to quit the force, though?
I'm done with it. I'm done with it. Something happened.
Yeah.
I'm back. Let's do it. Bad Boys for Life. every movie.
Cause the force, every movie.
Every
bro.
Movie he's
every
done.
Movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking of leaving the force.
Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life.
He just like, better get his pension. Just retire.
Ride together. We die together.
That's crazy.
Oh shit!
I know. I definitely watch it. I don't know. I've been a Bad Boys fan.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch it. It's the nostalgia of it now,
yeah,
right?
It's just
I can't remember which one it was. He's like, I'm leaving the force. He's like, good, you leave the force. I don't want to be your partner more anyway. What do you mean you don't want to be my partner no more?
That might have been Bob Boys too, and he was on the drugs.
He was high as fuck.
But he'd take the drugs by mistake.
He was on that Molly.
Yeah. He said, "Yo, that's a big ass fish.
Yeah.
The big ass eyes."
Which one was I got
Bad Boys 2.
I gotta go back and watch that.
He was having intimacy problems at the time, right? So he took the Molly by mistake, and then they were at the captain's house and he's saying all this shit. And then next thing you know, he popped an erection and he was like, "Take me home, my wife right now. Look at this shit." Oh yeah. Brian's fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah, he was hilarious in the last one too. It was funny, man.
Martin is what makes those movies for me.
Yeah.
Right? I just wait to see what his comedic aspect's going to be in those movies. Like, he makes those movies for me. The action's good, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But his comedic aspects or how he's quitting, how this is going wrong, how that's going wrong. Yeah, I'm a grandfather now. I don't want to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep saying this in this part. And he's like, to me, my eyes, he's the normal man between him and Will. Will is like the... You got money. You can do whatever.
Well, that was the whole thing, right?
Martin is, he's the family man, like you said. He's the normal guy.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole thing with it, is that Will didn't need to do this.
Yeah.
Because he came from money.
Yeah.
But he's a adrenaline junkie, and he decided to join the police.
Exactly.
Take on all these adventures, right? So, yeah.
And Martin deals with, like, real life problems. Like, your girl finding out why this dance girl calling your phone. Yeah.
I do remember that one.
Oh, shit. One of the most iconic scenes or things in history from that movie was the boyfriend showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and they talked to him at the door.
At the door, right? So, you know.
And they brought him back in 3.
Yeah. And that's when he was in the military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And they got married or some shit.
Yeah, they had a baby.
Right. Oh, okay. I didn't see it.
Jesus,
that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
What, the second one?
The third one?
Yeah. No.
No, it was like 5 years ago.
Like, yeah. Three, four.
Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah, I'll check it out. I want to get on to some
Can we local... go back to music?
Yes. Some local stuff.
You and half your party.
Oh, shit.
They both will give the girl the pass, right? You give him the pass. You give him the pass.
You didn't say what you do.
I said no pass.
See, you just like a female.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, if my arms is gone too, when I can't do nothing, then. You
still got tongue?
Would you still do the pod?
Yeah, I'd be here. And I'd still probably get here before him.
Fuck.
Still be here on time.
Yo, I thought it was like later. I was watching House.
Home watching House.
I see the cinnamon bun. I was like,
"Oh man, that sounds good right now."
Yeah,
what
man.
You gotta go say that shit for?
Yeah, man. I know, superstar, man. Forever. They said that.
I'm going
APAC.
I'm going superstar.
Like APAC or 6-pack? APAC, like.
Well, depending on what time we get here.
Superstar, man.
Yeah, we'll be gone soon.
Bye bye.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I want one of them too.
I'm going to get one.
Anyways,
actually, scratch that. Wait until Saturday, because Ramadan starts this weekend. Wait until Saturday. And I'm going to actual Cinnabon. I'm going to get one of them $15.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
the
mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro,
hey,
every time I go to McMac, I have to go there.
Yeah, I'm going to get
it's
one.
It's a problem. I have a problem.
Yeah. Wait, McMac?
Is there one over here now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one at Health at Shopping Center.
Is it?
No.
Cinnabon?
I thought that they closed that, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, they closed that and they put a coffee shop there.
They have a pretzel place.
Yeah, and they put where the Cinnabon was, they closed that and put a coffee shop there.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, so y'all go McMac.
Yeah, cinema is McMac, man. I have a problem when I pass there. Like, yo, I just gotta get one.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some local shit. Canadian, I should say. We have a new album out by Marshall Fresh West.
Uh-oh.
Which is one person.
Not two.
Yeah. It's not Maestro.
Of course, guys.
Fresh West.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. Some people out there, I know, surprising. People out there don't know who he is.
It's true.
I mean, who would ever?
I know. Who would? Drop the needle? Let your backbone slide? How do you not know these Canadians?
I don't know these people, man. I'm from the Bahamas.
How do you know? He just from said
Churl.
These.
He said, from Churl.
He said these people.
These people.
It's still, Marshall Fresh West is one guy. I mean, it's not a group.
You know, we got the audience thinking right now. We're like, why you guys saying like that there? Pre-pod, he asked. I'm putting him on blast. Fuck it. I'm putting him on blast. He asked. Who was this Fresh West guy?
And why is he in every song?
Why is he in every song? Right? My man, my brother, did not know that Maestro's full name was Maestro Fresh West. So he thought that Fresh West was a feature and was taking over the whole album. And he thought that if Maestro was on it, they were blending. Yes, yeah. their voices were blending, he thought. So.
He's like, they sound alike. They sound like... Maestro sounds just like this Fresh West guy. So,
he's from Bahamas. We understand that. He's really from Churl. But he's from Bahamas. When Maestro dropped his two hit albums, records, he was just being born. So that's why he don't really know who he is.
I don't.
No. Sorry, he don't know who he is.
No excuses. I really don't know who he is.
No excuses. Do you have Canadian citizenship?
No, permanent resident.
Oh, that's why. Because this is...
That's on the test?
Yes, it is. That's why. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's your backbone slide.
Yeah, yeah, you're lucky, cuz. Because if you get that wrong, they just send you right out. You're just gone. That's the only one question where, like, if you don't know... Oh, yeah, what's your favorite song by Maestro Fresh West? If you circle who with a question mark, that's D. It says who with a question mark. It's trick question. Trick, yeah, you get deported. You're out.
Oh my god. Oh,
and drop the needle and let your backbone slide. Both of those are acceptable answers.
Yeah. There you go.
I played it in the car, and like I swear there's a comma between the
no
and the French man.
There's no comma.
And I'm like, no like comma. You know, like how my phone is set up. Like I could see half of the song, and then I look in the underneath the song to see like
yeah.
You know, so it looks like a comma there. So I'm like, so yo, this guy is killing him on his own album.
Oh shit!
It's one song. He's like, "Yo, Fresh West." Like he wasn't even saying the Maestro. He was saying the Fresh West part.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, see that Fresh West again." Fresh like West, he's taking over this album.
Fresh West took over the whole album.
it's like he's the one to put it out or something.
Yeah. Shit.
Anyways, in regards to the album, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, on my first playthrough, I was unimpressed with it, and the more I listened to it. For me, I change up the order somewhat.
Change up the order a lot.
Like that's why I wasn't feeling it. It's like the energy is like a two-way ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Like it didn't flow as well. But all the songs, I liked the songs.
Right.
I just didn't like them in the order that they were in. Like the songs that stood out for me was the first one, Die Empty,
mm-hmm.
Underrated with Jordan in it, of course.
Yeah.
Every song that Socrates was in. Socrates, to me, lit up every mm-hmm. verse he did. He was on... Gravity, he was on Strange, and You Don't Know Me. Man, yeah, the hooks and beats is tight on them. Legendary is a good track. Cardinal comes on there and does this thing.
Yeah.
So I like that.
That was a good song. That was a great song, actually, having the two first hip-hop legends of Canada being on the same track together like that, right?
Now there's four songs. Oh, it's on Legendary. They got Kool G Rap in it.
Yeah, Kool G Rap was on
that's
too.
Dope. But there's four songs.
Wasn't MCJ on one of those too?
I don't think so.
I thought MCJ was on one of those too.
But there's four songs that I felt were stood out because they were like a bit off.
Mm.
Like Drama and Slick Rick Status.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know if Tona, T-O-N-A, I don't know who this artist is.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think he was a good fit. It was too wild and too everywhere. But the hook to that song was tight.
It was good, yeah.
And Fresh was good.
Yeah.
And but in Slick Rick Status, that song was, again, the verses, it was kind of wild. But mm-hmm. It just didn't gel that well with me. And then the song And this is the only weird thing about this that got me laughing is the name of the song. It's I Know Your Mom.
Oh,
and he says that in the middle of the song, too, where he's like, I know your mom. Like, this guy is, it's funny that he's playing with, like, his age, right? Because with the younger rappers that are out there, he can say that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because he is Canada's LL Cool J in my mind.
Bro, he can say that about even our era. I know your mom. Because he could have went to school with our parents.
Is he 60?
He's 55.
Nah, he would have been too young.
Yeah, but he could have been that kid that they seen out on the block. Out running
actually,
around the streets.
Actually, no.
So, you know.
Actually, I don't want to age us. Sure, yeah, you're right.
I mean, like, he could have been that kid that they, that teenager that they seen out on the streets or whatever, right? So,
like I said, I know your mom, though. So that's the name of the song.
It's kind
of
true, because, you know, think about where he kind of, I'll say grew up between here, Toronto, New York, fucking Montreal.
I wonder how old he was when he first came out.
You know what I mean? Well, he came out what?
89.
Those ones came out 89. He's 55 now.
He's like 20-something.
Like, okay, there you go. Yeah. No math questions
for me. I
can't
do that math right now. My hair. Yeah.
Anyways, those are songs that stood out to me. And I like the album. What about you guys?
I like the album a lot. I'm the same with you, though. I found that it was a little mixed match with the beats and shit. So when I first listened to it, I was like, what the fuck? He had a beat on there, and it sounded like it should be literally a beat for a, what's it called? Fucking Jesus Christ. A soundtrack.
Yeah.
Right? And then the next beat, I agree with you, it sounded like it was something from fucking the RZA would put out.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? And then another beat on there sounded strictly Canadian. It was a Canadian beat. And then the next one sounded like something that Tech N9ne would put out. I'm like, guys, he's hitting too many fucking pockets. Like, you got to at least blend these together. Like, you got all these different types of beats on there. Blend them together and then, like, paradox into that one final beat type of thing. Like, style of beat, right? But other than that, like I said, I like the songs. All the features were great. Even the Fresh West guy, he was great, you know. You know, but
these
no,
guys
like, all the
stop,
features,
man.
Yeah, all
they
the features
were
great.
Stop.
Like you said, Socrates said, "Well, Jordan, cousin, you did great." You know what I mean? I can't say no more than what you said about it. I was 4.5 fucking headphones up, bro. Straight up.
Yeah, I'm still gonna be listening to it today.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I only listened to like the first couple of songs there. I liked it. It wasn't. I didn't have big takes from it.
Mm.
I heard the Jordan track. I keep seeing that Jordan guy's name, man. I keep seeing it. Like recently, I keep seeing it. Like he's doing like parties and thing and like all type of stuff. Like
from here.
Yeah. No, I know he was from around here somewhere, okay. But I just saying I keep seeing it. That's to say it. But I thought it was a good intro for me to this guy, especially the old tracks that you guys have been listening to too. I like those old tracks. Like I feel like I'll add those to my library, you know, when I'm playing for
the old hits.
Oh yeah, drop the needle and stuff. Yeah, people will know.
And like I don't know big takes. I liked it. It's not in my go to people to listen to type thing, but I would listen to it. That I don't mind listening to it. It wasn't hard to listen to then. Basically, right. It wasn't like oh yeah I can't listen to this. No, but I could listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big take.
That's your big take.
I was born in 1980.
That's a huge take. Right.
That's a good.
Don't
take.
Get no bigger than that. That's a huge take. Fresh West killed it, and
yeah, that song.
Nothing.
I don't know what song that was. He says, "Yeah, Fresh West." I don't know what song it was. It had to been one of the first five or first six songs, and I was like, "Yo, see this guy, Fresh West, taking over this whole album, man."
He sure the hell did, bro. He sure the hell did.
I gave it that serious, like, yo, who was that?
That's that Maestro feature, Fresh West. Mm.
Oh man, it was the angle of the phone.
I don't know. Like I said, it was good. Something was missing from it. I don't know. Again, I don't know what it was. Could be just me being picky. But something was missing from it. Just going back from his earlier years with the two hit songs that he had, just something for me was missing. Something nostalgic was missing from it, right? So, I mean, he had old school beats, new school beats.
Yeah.
In my head, Wu-Tang beats. In my head,
yeah,
Tech N9ne beat. I mean, there was just something missing. Like, the new school beat had Socrates and Jordan on it and stuff like that, but there was just something key missing. I don't know what it is. I don't know. This last few albums that we done went through, now there's been something missing from them albums for me. I don't know what it is, but
I tell you, he reps Toronto like crazy.
Well,
second half of the song. There's one song with I forget who's featured in it, where he said they say Toronto like eight, like after every verse. They're saying, doing this like Toronto, this like Toronto, something like Toronto, right? That's like the cadence that they do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people in Toronto probably love this because it's probably, he's probably explaining a lot of stuff.
And you know,
and they can relate to it, right?
Drake does.
and people in Toronto, they do say they're from Toronto a lot, though.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, you're not lying.
They will let you know that they're from Toronto.
Yeah. That's people from Ontario in general. They'll let you know where they're from in Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do that shit a lot, right? So, like, with the work that I do, all the ones that move down here, right? I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. In Toronto, we don't do this here.
Yeah.
In Ontario, we don't do this here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, people that I know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, in Ontario, you can do this. Yeah, like, okay. Speaking of Toronto, after we, Maestro, we loved your album. Anyone ain't good? The chance to check it yet?
Check it.
Go check it out now.
Check it.
But since we
Prime Minister of Canada.
Prime Minister of Rap.
Rap.
Yeah. Or it's Rap Prime Minister.
Rap Prime Minister. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Rap Prime Minister.
Yeah, Rap Prime Minister. Sorry. I said Prime Minister of Canada.
Justin. I mean, he does got the song on there. Was it Black Trudeau or some shit like that?
Oh, so, yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't make it that far.
I didn't make it.
Anyways, I want to talk about some cool stuff that's coming to Canada here, coming to Toronto. The Blues Fest, July 4th to 14th.
Going to have, got a lot going on in July.
They got 50 Cent, Killer Mike, up. Nas. It's in Ottawa, this one. Mm. I'm sorry, I said Toronto. But it's in Ottawa. 50 Cent and Killer Mike is going to be July 6th and Nas on July 14th. And then you got on the same night, on Saturday, June 22nd.
Yeah.
You got Chris Brown with Money Long.
Yeah.
And I forget the other girl that's with him. But that's on. That's
Ira Starr, I think. Ira Starr. She's an Afrobeat.
Mm. Oh, here's how you can see both. Because they're doing it in Montreal on June 20th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking
in Toronto, June 22nd.
Mm. I was thinking the same thing.
Because the next one on that's also on June 22nd, Lil Wayne, T-Pain, Lil Jon, Lil Kim, Fabulous, Bow Wow, Mario, and the reason I'm going, Maya.
I have something to say to you after party.
Where was he going? It's a Maya, buddy.
Yeah, Saturday, June 22nd, it's Downsview Park, Toronto.
Man.
I love Maya too,
but that's an expensive fucking weekend.
That's expensive, bro.
You gotta drive on that one.
Expensive, bro.
You gotta drive on that one. That's a lot of flights.
I try to figure out if you can do those two concerts in Toronto at the same time. I wonder if you can. I know that Lil Wayne one, I think it starts at 12.
Midnight?
Like 12 in the day.
Daytime.
Like, yeah, because it's a lot of artists, right?
And
so you're talking about going to that and then leaving and go to the other one?
There's a crowd one later on.
So you're missing. You ain't going to see Lil Wayne then.
You think Lil Wayne going to come out late?
Well, you got a lot of artists on there.
Yeah. And what do you think?
Frick. You think he going to come out like 12 hours after that start?
Well, Chris Brown's going to start anywhere between 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And this is starting at 12.
Yeah.
Also, it's those names I mentioned plus special guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the openers probably haven't been listening. Going to your local guys.
That's 12 o'clock people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll say talent, known talent, don't get on until probably five o'clock.
I think, yeah. Right?
So,
yeah, I don't think you're pulling off both without sacrificing.
No.
I think it's two good options, though. Fred.
Now, mind
you, yeah.
Chris probably ain't hitting the stage until 11, 12 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
But you gotta worry about the doors being closed and not.
Oh yeah, you like in, you. Right? So depending on where it is, and you come that late, you definitely. I don't know how the scene set up.
Yeah,
I know that one that one with Lil Wayne on. That's actually the Heart and Hair.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Same it's the same thing. Place.
And the guy was
that we didn't go because we thought it was a scam.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, bro, I called him. The motherfucker said nothing was going on.
Yeah. And I talked my barber. Actually, one of my barbers, he told me he went and he said the VIP was good.
Yeah.
Said the VIP was good. Like, it was like, I think he said it's like $300 this time, $340. Mm. And it's good where it's like limited. It's not like everybody's not in VIP. You get right to the stage, you have space.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
But you gotta book all your shit now.
Yeah.
Like, now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's two good options, though, man. I don't know. I mean, I lean toward the Wheezy one.
I'm going Chris.
Yeah, I know you. I know. That's why I sent it to you. I mean, Chris is still the man. There's a lot of songs there that I can listen to, but so much options right there, like with T-Pain and Fabulous. And
I've seen T-Pain. I've seen Fabulous before.
See, I never seen those.
I never seen Fabulous. I've seen T-Pain.
See, I never seen Maya, though.
Me neither. That's why.
Yeah. I never seen Bow Wow.
Oh, no, me neither.
Seen,
yeah.
So I never seen Maya, Bow Wow, or Wayne perform.
I never seen
Wayne.
I think
I've seen the rest of the chart perform.
I think I should see Wayne.
Lil Kim?
Oh, fuck, for up with Lil Kim. I don't know if I can look at that fucking plastic looking thing. I mean,
yeah.
She don't look right, bro. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lil Kim. I love your music, but you don't look right to me right now.
Yeah, she plastic now, for real.
Like,
and Mario, too.
Mario, too. It's a nice.
Yeah, see, Mario going to be on stage for like 2 hours by himself. Because you know he don't know how to get off the stage.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Might have to hit Montreal, then Toronto next
bro,
day.
Bro, I wish I... I have a gig in between that. That's the only reason I play. That'd be crazy.
You gotta get someone to fill in.
Yeah.
And send the money up when you're done because you don't need it.
Yeah, because that would be hella expensive. Yeah, I see what you mean with the driving now.
Yeah.
Drive to Montreal, then drive to Toronto.
To Toronto.
And then just do that.
You think, well, the flight up to Montreal, that's going to cost you $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
And then you got to catch a flight over to Toronto. It's going to cost you probably about $100,000.
Yeah.
And then catch that flight coming back to Halifax. I mean, that Montreal to Toronto to Halifax is all in one, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's just expensive. Then it's still hotel and food.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, we're excluding the ticket prices right now, but.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, you're spending money.
That's what up the tickets,
yeah. You're doing that, you're spending money that weekend.
Because I was going to go up to Toronto in April, beginning of April.
Okay.
Raptors, Lakers.
Dang.
I was taking the youngest up, right? Bro, that was a whole paycheck.
Yeah.
Just for 2 days.
Yeah, easily.
Right? So I was like,
Toronto expensive too, bro.
Yeah. I find Montreal more expensive, but just.
Toronto expensive.
Yeah.
I find Toronto more expensive.
I was like a whole paycheck for 2 days. Yeah, he probably never seen that. I mean, I ain't going to shouldn't say that there. Like, may never ever see another NBA game again.
It's an experience. Right? I've never seen a real NBA game.
I have, but just,
me neither.
You know.
Man.
I don't got the money right now.
I know, bro.
I think
they
had one here.
Yeah, they did. Raptors. Yeah, they did. That was like a preseason game.
Oh, okay.
That they had here.
I think I might have seen that one.
It was like the Raptors versus the, what the hell is our team called?
Thunderbirds.
Thunder. It was, yeah, it was Thunder then?
Windjammers? I don't fucking remember.
I forget. Hurricanes? No?
Hurricane? I don't remember, bro. Raymond.
Raymond. Then they changed your name.
Too many fucking names, y'all.
Yeah.
Stick to one name. Fuck, Raymond Hurricane.
They changed it. They out of point.
Why is it all weather related?
Windjammers.
You know, that's all we talk about here in Halifax.
Oh, it's that cold. Weather really ain't that bad, bro. Fuck. But yeah, man. So, yeah, they had little...
Yeah.
Game between each other, some shit like that. Or it was either that or it was like the A team versus the B team type of thing, right? The G League versus the NBA type scrimmage. That's what they had. So we never had a real game against like the Raptors versus like
NBA.
Well,
team.
Years ago, we had the Raptors versus the Grizzlies here. Years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking about Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Years ago.
Right? I remember that.
Bro, but y'all know, like, sorry, cut back to the car. Y'all notice that, like, it seems that, I don't know. Last year, I said this, but now it's like it's a upward trend. Since COVID, I feel like the world is now really unraveling, and more. Like, all these concerts coming up to Toronto and coming up closer to us. Like, it's like...
In Truro.
For real, though. Like, bro, I seen one for TLC, actually.
Yeah, TLC's coming.
Yeah, New Brunswick.
New Brunswick. Yeah, it's like...
Bro, I think what it is that they're scared that the world's going to shut down again. They're going to be done.
Trying to bust it.
Yeah, they just want to get it all in before
try to
the
get
world
their money
wet
again.
Right? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Right now, people supposedly got the money to go to these concerts. So,
right.
Do it. Do it while you can, right? So, you'll never know when there's another go. You know what I mean? Pandemic's going to happen. So,
yeah.
War, especially if that idiot gets back in office again.
He probably will. Yeah. It's looking like he will.
Yeah.
They just said that he can go on the ballot.
Yeah, he can.
They tried to keep him off, and nope, he won.
Yeah.
Anyways, don't want to get in politics.
No.
And we run out of time anyway. But, yeah, lots of stuff coming to Toronto.
Shit, look.
Lloyd Banks is coming here.
Yeah, Lloyd Banks here.
Lloyd Banks is coming here.
July,
I forget.
July 6th.
Is it July?
Yeah.
I won't have the money for that. I'll be in Toronto.
That's a weird weekend for me.
Oh, also, the Junos are here.
Yeah.
And Juno Block Party. Free. Hey, if you want tickets, you can get them for free online to the Juno Block Party. And that is the 21st of March. Thursday. Weird day, but it is what it is, right?
Oh, it's
Block Party.
Yeah. I'll be there. I hope so. We got tickets, so we should be there.
We should be there.
Cool. But yeah. That's it for this episode of A We Said It, a podcast. I'm John Kizzy. You know who is he? AKA Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger,
the King of Kings,
and DJ Laton.
I'm back.
Shaboing boing or shebang bang. All right, here we go.
Peace.